From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. 60 days after the first U.S. airstrikes on Afghanistan, the Taliban have agreed to surrender their final stronghold in Afghanistan, the southern city of Kandahar. A Taliban spokesman confirmed that a ceremonial laying down of arms is scheduled for tomorrow. Details of the surrender deal are not yet clear, but NPR's Sarah Chase reports it may require the Taliban leadership to help track down Osama bin Laden and members of his al-Qaeda network.
The former Taliban ambassador to Pakistan, Abdusalam Zaif, made the news official. Mullah Muhammad Omar, the Taliban leader, decided not to fight to the death after all. The surrender deal was struck between emissaries of Mullah Omar and Hamid Karzai, just named interim prime minister of Afghanistan, at a conference in Bonn. But the Taliban will turn their weapons over to a different local tribal leader, Mullah Naqibullah. Aziz Khan, Karzai's uncle and confidant, does not himself know all the details of the accord, he says.
Just we know that tomorrow they will bring their weapons and they will give it to Mullah Naqib. We don't know how many Taliban will come, how many weapons they will bring, but tomorrow will give us the answer.
The accord crowns talks Karzai has held with Taliban officials over the past several weeks.
There was a very fruitful negotiation was going on between Excellency Hamid Karzai and the head of the Taliban, which they were really influential people there. They talked for the last 2 days about the mechanism, how it will be possible for the Taliban to surrender.
The crucial issue was the fate of top Taliban officials and foreign fighters. Tribal leaders close to the negotiations say Karzai is under huge pressure, squeezed between the U.S. demand that no Taliban or al-Qaeda member be allowed to go free, and the Pashtun tradition that a surrendered enemy or a criminal awaiting judgment should receive protection from the tribe. Aziz Khan says Hamid Karzai has already vowed that the Taliban rank and file can go home. As for the leadership and al-Qaeda members, tribal elders will decide what to do with them after Kandahar is pacified. Until then, they should not be harmed, Aziz Khan says.
They must be safe, and nothing will happen to them, and they will surrender, and after that, they will be quite in peace and under the protection till there will be a decision about them, what to do with them.
Another tribal leader privy to the negotiations suggests that the key to the deal was a tacit exchange. Mullah Muhammad Omar, in return for not being handed over, would help lead the opposition and coalition forces to Osama bin Laden. Several leaders point to the agreement on an interim government reached yesterday in Bonn as the crucial turning point in forcing today's agreement. And Mullah Naqibullah was someone the Taliban could physically surrender to without losing face, according to Mahmud Khan Achikzai, the leader of a tribe that controls the border region.
Naqibullah, not people say that he was in good terms with Taliban. No. Naqibullah belongs to the people who have got a very much powerful population inside Kandahar and around Kandahar.
The withering U.S. bombing of Taliban bases around Kandahar was also a deciding factor in today's agreement. Although, U.S. bombing also nearly queered the deal, according to another member of the Karzai family. Amid Hamid Karzai's painstaking work to reach a negotiated settlement, U.S. bombs yesterday fell right near the compound where the very Taliban officials Karzai was negotiating with were staying. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.